Of Nun Zion of Masechet Bava Metzia, fourth parak, parak Hazahav, and we are holding on the third line. Amar Rava, Amar of Chas. Boy, Rabbi Ami. We just had a Mishnah that gives a list of four different categories in which there is no ona'a. Avadim, Shtarot, Karkaot, Hekadeshot. Along with a lot of other things that is different about these particular four categories, including Tefel, Balat Chamisha, Dinim of Shomrim. Now, my question is, when you say that there is no Ona'a, do you mean that there is no Ona'a in terms of the specific halacha of Ona'a, which is the Shtut? Well, we have either you return the money, or Yado Alal Yona, that was a machloka before, you could choose Bitul Mekach, or returning the money. But does that mean that there's no din of Ona'a? But I mean, certainly, if it's an out-and-out mekach ta'ut, so then I didn't want to buy it for that. I mean, that's not dependent on the dinim of ona'a. That's a simple understanding that this wasn't the nature of the sale, and therefore it's just like fraud. In the same way that yesterday we said, if you sell something that is represented to be a certain size, a certain weight, a certain number, and isn't, then we're talking about fraud. We're not talking about ona'a. It doesn't matter, but it's on purpose. Not on purpose. The thing is, this is not what I purchased. That's all. So, I mean, is that what you're saying? There's no specific bit of ona'a. Ona'a is a very interesting straddling position, which we saw was a question of whether there's a widespread for the nature of that sixth, or whether it means literally just a sixth. But whatever the situation is, it's a very unique halacha in which you have an option. And you could return the difference in the price. So it's not a complete cancellation of the mekach. I understand that that's a new idea and would apply only to places where the Torah applied it. There's a special category in the Torah that lies between outright fraud, which is included under gezelos or genevas, and the other halacha of mechila. And that doesn't apply to these four categories. Or perhaps, maybe even Bitul Mekach, which is beyond the Shtut, maybe does not apply to these categories, and we consider these categories to be outside of the pale even of issues like fraud when it comes to just judgment. Obviously, if it's misrepresented, that's a different issue. But if it's an overcharge, which is a judgment issue, so maybe they don't apply. Omer of Nachman, Haramer of Chasa, Poshit Reb Ami. Actually, said Reb Nachman, my Rebbe, actually himself said afterwards that Reb Ami had himself found a solution to this, and he learned that the meaning was that indeed, after analyzing the issue, it's clear that there are two completely different categories over here. There is a bitul mekach, which is more in the range of fraud, and there's just not the special halach. Now, the question is, the following ma'amar has two applications according to two different people. Rabbi Yonah says the following, referring to Hekdeshot. Rabbi Yirmiya says the following about Karkaot. And both of them were quoting Rabbi Yochanan differently. This may be applying to Karka, may be applying to Hekdesh. Namely, that Ona'a ein lahem, bitul mekach yesh lahem. Now, the question is whether that was unique to a specific category. So, Mandi Omar Ahegdeshot. The one who says that Rabbi Yochanan said that there is bitul mekach on Hegdesh. Kol Shekein on Karkaot, there's going to be bitul mekach. Because if what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that bitul mekach is never included under the category of ona'a. So then, if you're going to tell me that by Hegdesh, this is considered to be a bitul mekach, even though, I mean, bitul mekach in terms of what? I mean, certainly, what, Hegdesh made a mistake? God made a mistake? Who exactly made a mistake? I mean, so this is, it's not shaykh to say, really, that concept of bitul mekach. So then that means that you're going to say that nonetheless, you're telling me that bitul mekach is considered to be fraud. It's not a question of whether a person maybe would be mochel or that's not the issue. You're saying it applies even to Hegdesh. So then that means it's a completely different quality. It's not part of the din of Avona'ah. So then kosher cane, where there might even be an error that's involved, but the guy could say, look, I never would have bought it under these circumstances. And never would have bought it under these circumstances is considered to be stam bittul mekav. What do I need? I don't need a pasuk to tell me anything about na'ah. If I don't need a pasuk, so why wouldn't it apply to karka? Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, by the way, that it would apply to karka in the same shiur. That's a different question. Remember, we saw that the shiur of Onama came to Ma'ot was different. I mean, obviously there's a wider spread for judgment calls when it comes to real estate than there is in Metatlin. That's clear. I mean, there's never the variations of real estate that could be based on a different location on the block and all types of issues that never come into play with Metzaltelin gives you a much broader spread of judgment. And we'll see that Lamaisa, when it comes to Karkav Yolda Bitobekach, it would be a spread of 50%, and only something beyond that would be considered to be an actual bitomekach for karka. I mean, there are times when people will overinvest in a piece of karka because they need it for some project that they have in mind that's going to be requiring them to buy up the entire area, and it's worth it for that. Who knows? So, Mamela, unless you have a very, very dramatic difference between prices of similar property and this property, it's not considered to be bitul. Nonetheless, there is a concept, is what we're talking about. It's a concept of bitul mekach, or whatever the shear is. But this concept of a unique idea, being able to get back the money that you overpaid. Oh, and we saw the curious kind of things that could come out of that, where somebody actually tries to take advantage of that idea, you know, and figures they'll sue afterwards for the money. We had a couple of cases of that before. That does not apply. So, okay. So if you're going to tell me that the halakha over here that Rabbi Yochanan was saying is that bitul mekach yesh lehem applies to hekdeshot, which is what Rabbi Yonah said, then kol shekein it would go akarkaot. But mandi omar, if you learn that it was referring to, as Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that Rabbi Yochanan was discussing karkaot, when it comes to hekdesh, that would not be true. Why do I say would not be true that there's a din of bitul mekach? Because of Shmuel's ma'amar. Shmuel's dictum is, the Omer Shmuel, hekdesh shove mona shechilalah shove pruta mechulal. That the truth is, when it comes to hekdesh, since if you go ahead and are poda, even $1,000 on one pruta, that pidyon is chal. So we see that when it comes to hekdesh, there is no concept of shove. There's a concept of to be or not to be. Kodesh or non-Kodesh. The question of values is a secondary issue when it comes to Hekdesh. Now, you may have to make up the difference because of a moral consideration, or perhaps there's even a Chi of the Oraita, which is not Gehe Dissachas, we'll see later. But since it's possible to be Mechalel, it's clear that we don't say Bito Mekach. And therefore, he would say that this is a halacha only on Karka. Karka is obviously part of normal transactions, so there we would have a concept of bitul mekach because it would be the equivalent in judgment issues of fraud in measurement issues. Obviously, it takes a lot more to make it fraud because it has to be so dramatic that everybody understands that this is absurd, but it certainly is applicable. Now, tanan hatam im haya kodesh ba'almun. So it's talking about over there where you've got a animal and you're trying now to be mechalal, an animal of hekdesh. So it says that if you're talking about, and there's nafkaminas in your language, if you say a lashon of tmura, or you say a lashon of chalufa, or a lashon of tachat, then it would be a din of tmura. And the halacha is that even if it's a tamim, makes no difference, balmum, the halakha is that it would be chal, and both of them would be kodesh, and it's an isur d'oraita, and so on. But if you're trying to be mechalel, and you want to do now a carbon tamim, you can't be mechalel to carbon tamim. That's not going to help. So if you say arezu mechulal alzu, and it's a carbon tamim, nothing happened. Neither of them have changed. There's no transference of a kiddush of a tamim animal. But if the animal that was kodesh, that you say arezu mechulal alzu, is a balmum, so then the halacha is that it was yotzer l'chulin, no matter what the value of the chulin animal that you brought to be used as the transferee, but you'll have to make up the difference. So if it was worth less, then tzarich la'asot lo damim, you're going to have to pay hegdesh for the difference in the lower priced animal that you exchanged for the higher priced animal. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, what that means is, yatza l'chulin dvar Torah, yes, midioraita, it was chal, because there's no din of ona'ah. However, tzarich la'asot lo damim midivrehem, when it says over here you have to make up the difference, it means midirabanan, so the rabbanan held that you shouldn't be able to take advantage of it. Whereas Reish Lakish Omar, no. Af tzarich la'asot lo damim is also min ha'Torah. Because since it says Be'erek Echaz, we'll see that means at its full value, and therefore what it seems to be saying over here is that the meaning is, how do we understand no din of ono behegdesh? That Be'erek Echaz means whatever the heck you said the value was. That's how Rabbi Yochanan understands. Whatever the value was, it's good. Whereas Reish Lakish is saying, no, whatever the real value is, as it will be estimated by professionals, that's what you're going to have to pay, so that you'll end up paying the difference. Now, before we can proceed to ask what's bothering us, we need to establish what the case is. If we're talking about ilim b'chadei hona'a, so then we're saying now that we're within the sixth, and that Reish Lakish is saying that you need to pay the difference, Dvar Torah, how could Reish Lakish pass through said such a thing? Reish Lakish tzarich la'asot lo damim Dvar Torah, that would be against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Vatznan, Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Ona'ah, that the following four items, which are HaKarka'ot, Avadim, Ashot, VeHaHekdeshot, do not have a din of Ona'ah. So we can't possibly be referring to that, because that would turn Reish Lakish's position into something completely untenable. Ella, the only explanation is that the only case we might be talking about is Bitul Mekach, meaning that it's more than the shear of the sixth, and then what that would mean is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you only have to make up the difference midirabanan. But how lame Rabbi Yochanan tzarich la'asot lo damim midivrehem? I mean, according to Rabbi Yonah, remember that what Rabbi Yochanan said according to Rabbi Yonah was that when it comes to Hegdesh, despite the fact that ona'ah in lehem, Bitul Mekach Yesh Lehem, which would mean that Midioraita you'd have to make up the difference according to Rabbi Yochanan. And don't try to tell me, says Tosfos, that when he said Bitul Mekach Yesh Lehem, he only meant Midrabanan Bitul Mekach Yesh Lehem, because then there would be absolutely no difference between the Ona'ah of Hegdesh to Bitul Mekach, because you always have to make up the money at least Midrabanan, even if it was just Ona'ah. So therefore, what it must be saying is that Rabbi Yochanan now would be contradicting himself, at least the way that Rabbi Yonah was understanding Rabbi Yochanan. Because according to Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yochanan said that you have to make up the difference midioraita. And remember that that's what it means. If you say tzarich la'asot lo damim, it would mean that there's no choice. It's not up to you to make any determination what to do, because Hegdesh can always define what you've got to do for them. In which case, according to Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yochanan now makes no sense. Let's see that inside. Did not Rabbi Yonah say, Ahegdeshot? Now, of course, it's true that Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Ahakarkaot, but according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, right, we don't have a problem. But according to Rabbi Yonah, who said, Ahegdeshot, and remember that both he and Rabbi Yirmiyah were quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Tavar b'shmed Rabbi Yochanan Amri, Ona'ah ein lehem, which according to Rabbi Yonah means Hegdesh may not have Ona'ah of a sixth. But the moment you go beyond the sixth, you do have Bitul Mekach. So Bitul Mekach yesh lehem. If you have Bitul Mekach, so then how in the world could Rabbi Yochanan have said that you only have to make up the difference midivrehem? Answers the Gemara, you're right. According to Rabbi Yonah, we have no choice but to say that the Mishnah is indeed over here talking about tzarich la'asot lo damim, is talking about Bitul Mekach, and we're going to have to invert, according to Rabbi Yonah, the shitot of Rabbi Yochanan to be Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish to be Rabbi Yochanan, because we know now for a fact, according to Rabbi Yonah, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you need to make up the difference min ha-Torah, not rak min divrehem. So it may be that Reish Lakish is fine, and he doesn't hold that there's Bitul Mekach bitomekach when it comes to hegdash. So according to him, you just have to make up that difference midivrayim and not midioraita. So now, b'maykamifli, what would the argument be? The argument would be between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Of course, we don't. Depending on whether you hold Rabbi Yochanan and you had to invert Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, or you held like Rabbi Yirmiyah and you didn't. But whoever holds whatever, the machlokes would be in terms of the maimer that we just had of Shmuel. Since Shmuel says, "Yomer Shmuel, hegdesh shave mana shechilela shave pruta mechulal," so that you could actually be mechalal hegdesh on less than its value. So Mar, whoever it is that holds that it's only midivrehem that you have to make up that money, which would be, according to Rabbi Yonah, would be Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah would be Rabbi Yochanan, holds of Shmuel, because midioraita, the hekesh was chal, even on pochas, from its value. And even though it was 1,000 times less than its value, it would make no difference. Whereas Mar, the other man, the Amar, who holds that you have to make the dummy dioraita, which is Rabbi Yochanan, the way Rabbi Yonah learns it, and Reish Lakish, the way Rabbi Yirmiyah learns it, let Leita Shmuel does not hold of the din of Shmuel, and he says that Ein Achinami, we're not talking about over here the Yeter Al Shtut being a type of Chilul, and or but even in Chilul it wouldn't work, as the case may be, and there's no such halacha that you can go out and do something where it doesn't have any relationship to its real value.
Or, you know what? Perhaps everybody holds of Shmuel. The question over here is, Mar Sover, note that Shmuel says, Hegdash Shava Mona Shechilelo. Not that you can be Mechalalit, but that you were Mechalalit. Is it Chal? So Mar Sover Shechilelo in. But to do this Lechat Chila, that not. Because you're supposed to do it on its value, Midioraita. And therefore, it would be a chiev to be mashlim midioraita, despite the fact that it would be chal midioraita. This is how Rashi learns, which of course violates everything that we've said until now, all our assumption, that indeed, if you hold that it's a dioraita, then it was only a prorated chilul. Now we're saying, no. Definitely the chilul is complete. Whether you do a derech bechira, derech chilul, it doesn't have to be on the value in order to transfer hegdash. Hegdash is to be or not to be. It's either kodesh or chol, that's for sure. The question over here is the transactional component of transferring hegdash. So the transactional component can be mechayev you, midioraita or midrabbanan. This is the way Rashi understands it. Tosfos, l'shitato. Who understood before that there is an inherent nafkamina between saying that it's the oraita drabbana, namely, whether the hegdash can be mechulal in this fashion, in a mechira, the way that Shmuel is saying, he understands the words lechatchila and bidiavad completely differently. And this is the way Tosfos has really been very consistent. We had this idea in Tosfos earlier in the Masechta. Tosfos says it depends on your intent. If your intent was indeed to do a transfer on less than its value, that's the question. There is a way in which you can subvert the whole halacha by doing like Shmuel. That's what we're saying. So you could say, okay, I want the hegdish to be transferred and deal with the transaction separately. Fine. If you were doing that, there would be no question that indeed you could do that and would be chal. The hegdish would be chal on less than its value. Then the other way of what might have happened is that you intended to do everything very straightforward in a businesslike fashion, and it turned out that a mistake was made. That's the pshat. So chilulo means that you were mitkaven. That's the pshat. You were mitkaven to be mechal pochot midamav. That's aser. That's true. It's aser, but it's chal, and you have to be masha ben rabbanan. But lechatchila, says Tosfos, lechatchila means that you meant to do it right. That's the meaning. You did something which lechatchila is correct, but you made a mistake, an honest mistake. So in that case, there never was an intent to be mechalal on less than its actual value. Your intent was shaveh b'shaveh. I want to pay what I need to pay, except that he made a mistake, and it turned out to be worth more. Over there, indeed, Yashlim min ha-Torah. And that's the point. Whereas the other man, the armor holds, even lechatchila, when there's an honest mistake, you don't have to be mashlim midyoraita. You would still only have to be mashlim midrabanan. And that would be dependent in how to learn the concept of be'erkecha on chulin. Iboit ema, or we can go back and we can reanalyze the way in which we answered it, and we could say, it's not talking about biyeter nichteona. Remember, we had a problem. Again, it never occurred to us that there's a way to view the Mishnah statement as elam ona'a, as meaning that it would be more chomer by hegdol. It was always going to be less chomer by hegdol. And therefore, we were utterly shocked. We said, I can't be talking about that it was b'chdei ona'a. That was our question, right? If it's b'chdei ona'a, b'ha, lema Reish Lakish against the Mishnah? The Mishnah says there's no din of ona'a, and Reish Lakish is saying there is a din of ona'a, but that's because we couldn't conceive that maybe when the Mishnah says there's no din of ona'a, it means there's no quarter. We grant you nothing. Even if it's less than ona'a, it would be bitomeka. There's no mechila when it comes to Hegder. It has to be absolutely, maybe that's what I mean. Elam on the direction of Chumra. In which case, what are you asking for the Mishnah? That's exactly what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying, you cheated Hegder, but you're right that you have to pay. Elam on the, I don't care what it was, maybe that's what he's saying. So that's a whole different approach which didn't occur to us, because indeed until now we've been consistently going according to the way the simple understanding of the Mishnah is, but there is a shita that explains the Mishnah in a counterintuitive fashion, and that's Reb Chista. Reb Chista, li'olam lotep. We do not have to turn it around and switch, even according to Reb Yonah, the shitot of Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reb Yochanan was saying over here, you have to make up the difference with Divrayim. He was talking about, indeed, the case over here of Bichdei Ona'ah. But we're arguing here about Reb Chista, because Reb Chista says, you know what the meaning of Eilem Ona'ah is? My Eilem Ona'ah, Einan Bitorat Ona'ah. There is no specific value that you can get away with, which is by Hegdash, you would say, well, also, if I cheat him for a sixth, okay, no.
There's no minimum.
Afil pachot bichdei ona'a. There's no mechila whatsoever. And any value difference at all, the whole thing would be chozer, which means always, of course, that yad Hegdash, ala el yonah. And indeed, when we would be talking about the halach of karka, that may also be true, but it doesn't mean any little bit. When it comes to karka, it means only some dramatic amount, which we'll see is actually a full 50% of its value. Meitzvah. Okay, we've got a problem here because of the braita that says, ribit v'ona ala hedyot, v'ein ribit v'ona ala hegdesh. So now, apparently, it's saying that there is no din of ona'a by hegdesh. Why is this worse than the Mishnah? I understand. The Mishnah also said there's no ona'a for hegdesh. And we said that despite the fact that you took that as big a kula, it really means a chumra. Why can't that be the pshat over here? Mi'alima mi'matnitin? Is this supposed to be somehow more dramatic a proof than the Mishnah was? The Mishnah also said, Ein lehem ona'a, and you said that means, Einam bitorat ona'a, so that you're always going to have to give the difference in the money. So maybe that's what it means. Here too. Ribit v'din ona'a. That's what it's saying. Le'edyot. A hedyot, you have the dinim of ona'a that are defined by shtut, and you have dinim of ribit, whereas there's no din of ribit at all, and there's no limitations of a din of ona'a by hegdesh. Come off it, man. You read the first part of a braita, and you don't read the last part of the braita. I mean, the last part of the braita says, ihachi. This really is a little bit sarcastic. That's exactly what the braita means when it says, of course, zechomer behedyot mi behegdesh, right? You say, the fact that we are much more makbid on hegdesh, because there's no din of shtut, that definitely explains very well why the braita continues on to say, and this shows us how much more chomor hedyot can be than hegdesh? No. Well, why not? Maybe that part's referred to the ribit. But in Achinami, I mean, the other way, is more chomer, of course, by Hegdesh and Ariyot. I mean, there were two things. There was Ribit, that we said, Hegdesh, there's no problem of Ribit. So, okay, that's more chomer by Hegdesh. There is a problem of Ribit. By Hegdesh, there's no problem of Ribit, right? So, maybe that's all it's referring to. Well, we would never do that, says the Gemara. Well, I mean, because wherever you have that, you always contrast it. You say, Zeh chomer be'x from Y, v'zeh chomer from Y than X, right? So why would we only say it in this direction? So then, litne nami, zeh chomer be'hegdesh be'hegdesh. I mean, why not say on ona'a that ona'a is more chomer be'hegdesh, and ribit is more chomer on hegdesh? That's usually the way we do things. We contrast it. Here you put two things together, which according to you, one goes in the direction of chomer for hegdesh, and one goes in the direction of chomer for hegdesh, and then you put one ending for both of them, which only talks about a chomer of hegdesh. Very strange. Why, what's so strange about that? Oh, yes, what's bothering you exactly? It makes sense to make that statement. Because, now Tosis takes out the words vitulo. Because there are many things which are chomer behedit mi behegdet. I mean, we just had a long list of issues. A lot of issues where it says reyecha velo shel hegdesh. I mean, it's not, you can't say vitulo. But what you can say is, you could say, zeh chomer, meaning that that is indeed a great chiddush, because it's a violation of the norm, where hegdesh we treat with greater chomer. But, I mean, what's the chiddush to say, zeh chomer, bekodesh be behedya? Well, of course, there's thousands of things like that. That's the norm. That's the point. So there I want you to know. So when it comes to the other way around, yes. So zechomer be'edu be'hegdesh, that's not a big chiddush. But to say the other way around, by hegdesh, that zechomer, I mean, of course zechomer. So therefore, we can get away. I mean, it's true, it's not very elegant, but we can certainly get away with this approach. The way Rav Chista is understanding that by on'a'a, what it really means is that hegdesh is more chomer, and there's no din of a limit of ona'a, and even less than shtut, indeed, is bitul mekach chayzer, which in Hegdesh's terms, points out to us, this means you're always on the losing end, and you're going to have to make up the difference, or Hegdesh comes out on top. Fine, I'll fit it in over here. That's what it means in the Braita also. And yes, the Braita was listing different dinim, different tendencies, one in terms of a chumrah of Hegdesh, one in terms of a chumrah of Hegdesh. And we only mentioned the one that's striking, which is that Hegdesh comes out to be more chumrah than Hegdesh. And that indeed is only in terms of the Ribit. But it's expected that will be more machmer on Hegdesh when it comes to the ona'a. So why should I bother pointing it out? Exactly what the Gemara is wondering about. What in the world would be a case of ribit? That's our next question. Ask the Gemara. Ribit to hegdash hechidami. What is a case of ribit when it comes to hegdash? I mean, I can imagine there's a gizbar who figures that he'll make money for hegdash. So he's going to lend now money from hegdash, and he'll make a deal, he'll say, okay, I'm going to lend you $100, you pay me back $120. Maybe that's the case, huh? So Elim had the osfe gizbar. A gizbar took money of hegdash, went ahead and lent Mea with an understanding that it would get Me'av Esrim back, and there you're saying there's no ribit when it comes to Hegdesh. It's ridiculous. Because if you did that, then the money left the rishus of Hegdesh. The gizbar was mal. The kivin shuma'ala gizbar yatsu mal tav l'chulin. So now this money, by definition, no longer belongs to Hegdesh. So now you'll be paying the 120 back to the gizbar. And if that's the case, so then it's ribit. It's a ribit of Hegdesh. So what's the case where it remains Hegdesh and it's okay with ribit? Omer Rav Hoshaya, hocha b'mayaskinan, kegon shekibel alav lesapek selatot mi'arba ve'amdu mi'shalosh. What happened over here is, you have somebody who agrees to give Hegdesh solet for minachot. And the price at the time, he's giving a certain amount of the solet for the minachot, where you could buy now the solet that he's giving for, let's say, arba soin per dollar. And then now the price goes up. And now you can only get 3 so'a per dollar. But he still has to provide Hegdesh with the same number of sla'im, sa'im, despite the fact that he's going to have to be paying more to be able to provide it for Hegdesh. So this is futures. Now, in a case of a hedyot, you could only do this. We would ask for it as ribid. You can only do it if the commodity is in your rishus at the time, and the person is taking delivery later. So then it's pure mekach u'memka. We don't view it as a loan. But otherwise, it's called agar notar. Agar notar means he's paying you for the fact that you gave your money up front. So he's saying, pay me now, and I guarantee you that this will be the price you're going to get it for the rest of the year. Now, you're going to end up losing because you're going to have to pay more, and you're still getting back. The seller of the solar is losing. So why is he may be losing. He's taking a chance. Why is he taking the chance? He wants the money. So in other words, he's paying for the money by taking the chance. So if that's the case, it's considered to be a form of ribit. Obviously not a ribit d'oraita, because it's not ribit kitzutza. And furthermore, it's done derech mekach u'memkar. It's not done derech halva'a. So it doesn't fit the criteria for a true ribit transaction. But remember that the Rabbanan extended ribit into anything that boils down to a ribit transaction. Okay, so when it comes to Hegdesh, we don't have that problem. Kiritanya hamikabel alav, somebody who now accepts upon himself to provide Hegdesh at a time in which the solet is arba, so that you're providing 4 saw per dollar. And now, amdumi shalosh, that's just tough. Misapek mi'arba'ah. He's going to have to continue and provide. But mishalosh ve'amdu mi'arba'ah. So now, if the price goes down, so now you'll think he makes money. Never. You can't make money off of that. Now you're going to have to give him 4 instead of 3, so you're going to have to up the amount that you provide now by 25% to 33%, how you look at it. So over there, Yad Hegdesh Al Elyona. Hegdesh always comes out on top. So you're going to have to end up paying more, or you're going to have to take the loss. So maybe that's the case, what we're talking about over here. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says it's really not a problem. Because if you consider the way we do things, you see, what you're thinking is that by definition, when Hegdesh owns something, it's Hegdesh. So normally, if I'm giving something to Hegdesh, I say, this is Hegdesh. And that makes it Hegdesh. But there are times where we're very careful not to do that. For instance, suppose I am supplying stones for the building of the wall of the Beit HaMikdash. I don't want to say this should be Kodesh. So say there should be Kodesh. It's going to be now months of work, and all these guys are going to be sitting on the stones and resting, or God knows what. I mean, that's all we need is to have Kodesh stones in the hands of people who are not bucking the Din of Me'ilah, or not going to realize that they can't use it for anything. He's going to lean on the stone while he picks up a drill. I mean, this is no good. So, Mamela, what do we do? What we do is, Achabab, Ne Binyana Mesurot, Gizbar Askinan, Kedeshmuel. What we do is, the value of the thing is indeed miyuad for Hegdesh's account. It belongs to Hegdesh in that sense, but it has no kedusha on it. D'yomar Shmuel bonim b'chol. All of the binyan is completed while the materials are cooling. After it becomes a wall, then we create the kedusha and we say, Areza Kodesh. So over there, you cannot say that Moal HaGizbor or anything like that. Let's say he lends these stones. Somebody says, look, I'm in the middle of building. I know that you have things that are owned by Hegdesh. You're the Gizbar. So how about I'll pay you back 20% extra? Give me those stones. I'll pay you back 20% more stones. So over there, there's no Me'ilah because there was no Kodesh. So he wasn't taking out an Rishus of Kodesh. He has a right now as the Gizbar. He can do what he wants. So he's not going to make money for Hegdesh. He's not taking out the Rishus of Hegdesh. And therefore, there would be no problem of making money on it. Just, well, what do you mean? Isn't it ribit? Yeah. But we're dealing with ribit for Kodesh. Ribit for Kodesh is not us. So that would be a case of ribit of Hegdesh. Ein Behem continues the Mishnah to say, the 4 categories do not have a din of Tashlomei Kefil, and they don't have a din of Arba V'Chamisha. They don't have a din of Shomer Chinam. They don't have a din of Shomer Sacha. How do we know all of that? So let's start now with the din of Kefil. Minani Mile, how do we know there's no Kefil? Well, because it says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Al Shor, Al Chamor, Al Se, Al Salma, Al Kol Avidah She Yomar Ki Uzeh, Asher Yashion Elohim Shlishalim Shnayim Le Re'eu. So now, first of all, we learn out that the Al Salma and so on, that's Prat. So we have first Kol Devar Pesha, that's Klal. Shor, Hamor, Sev, Salma, Prat. Kol Aveda, Sheyomar Ki Uzeh, Chazar V'Kalal. Now we have a Klal, Prat, Klal, Yata Danela Kena Prat, Ma Prat Mufraj Devar Metaltel V'Gufo Mamon. As we've seen so many times before, only things that are metaltelin, only things that are Gufo Mamon. So, Yatsu Karkaot, Karkaot are not metaltelin, Avadim, not included because they're like Karka, Shtarot are not included because Afopi that they are metaltelin, but they're not actual, have as any essential value. They only are proof to value. As far as Ekdeshot are concerned, that's out of the picture because Omar Kro Yeshalim Shtaim L'Re'eu. Re'eu means not Hegdesh, which means that by definition, there's no Tashlumim of Arba V'Chamisha. Because even though it doesn't say Re'eu by Arba V'Chamisha, but remember that Arba V'Chamisha is comprised of Tashlumei Kefil plus. Once you take out the Tashlumei Kefil component, there won't be such a thing as Arba V'Chamisha. There will only be Shlosha V'Arba'a. So you'll only be paying three now for the Seh, and four for the shor, because deduct tashlumei kefa. Well, there's no such animal. There's no such thing as a shlosha v'arba'a. My taima, tashlumei arba'a v'chamisha amar achmana, v'lo tashlumei shlosha v'arba'a. So by definition, having canceled the kefa component, the whole thing now doesn't apply to anybody but re'ehu. Shomer chinam is not nishba, minane mile, the toner abonu ki yitek ish re'ehu klal, kesev akelim prat, Chazar v'kalal, now, klal pratu klal, the lotion of the posik is v'guna v'beta ish, im yimatzei aganav. Yata danelakin ha-prat, ma ha-prat mefuraj davar metaltel v'gufo mamon, af kol davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. Again, forget about karka, they're not metaltelin, forget about avadim, the hook shel karkod, forget about shtarot, even though they are metaltelin, but ain gufan mamon, and again, hekdeshot can't be included, because it says over here, Kitein Ish El Re'eu. Re'eu, not Hegdesh. No se sacharino mishalem in onamile, Titon Rabbani Kitein Ish El Re'ehu, Kalal. Chamor Oshora se prat, Kobe Melech Workas, Ave Kalal. Kalplat Kalilat Aden, and Akena Prat, Ma Prat, Befrak, Tavre Metatel. Vigufo Mamon, Afkodavar Metatel, Vigufo Mamon, excluding Karkaot, Sheinam Metatelin, excluding Avadim, which are defined as Karkaot, Yatsush Taroch, Avapisha Metatelin, Engufan Mamon, and of course Hegdeshot are off the wall here, because it started off with the word El Re'eu. So Amakar Re'eu, Re'eu Velo Shel Hegdesh. As far as what the din would be concerned of Shilum of the Shomer, for cases of Pesha. As I mentioned to you when we learned in the Mishnah, Tosfos says over here he won't be Mishalem at all. The reason is because the halacha is Tashlum for Pshia is part of the Dini of Shomer. There's no Mazik called a Poshea Bishmira unless the Torah is Makadesh that Mazik, because it's a passive mazik. And therefore, if it's not your Momon, there is no Chia on passive Mazikin, other than where you have become a Baalim by accepting the dinim of Shmira. Since none of those things would apply to Re'ehu, they are excluded in all senses. But the Rambam paskins that Shia itself is considered to be a mazik when it comes here to dinim of Hegdesh. And therefore, even though there's no dinim of Shomer, all it says over here, says the Rambam to himself. Note, it only says over here that Nignav, so he doesn't pay the Shomer Shomer Mishalim, in the case where the Shomer Shomer is in a Nishba. But as Tosfos asks on himself, it's really funny because it should have said Eino Mishalim, which is a bigger Kiddush, right, on anything. But since this was brought in the dinim of Shvua, it appeared in the parak of Shvuata Dayanim, so it started talking about Shvua. So therefore, it mentioned the same thing by Shomer Sofer. But the truth is that it really could have said wouldn't be Mishalim in any event, even if he wouldn't have been able to be Nishba, if he had to be Nishba, even if it was a Persheim. But the Rambam learns, no. That is so a misrepresentation. If the din is that there's no halacha of Shia, what are you telling me he doesn't have to swear? It's not that he doesn't have to swear. He comes straight in and said, ha ha, I was Persheim. And he's still being Potter. What are you telling me? He doesn't have to swear that he wasn't Persheim. I mean, that's crazy. So Mamela, the Gemara is clearly indicating to you that you would have to pay if there was a Pshia. And you're only saying the Shomer Sofer is Pater in the case that Shomer Chino would have been Pater had he been Nishpa, but here he doesn't need to be Nishpa. Okay? So the language, according to us, is very problematic. The concept, according to the Rambam, is very problematic. Where does it come from? That we're Mamayat, the din of Hegdish, only Lagavi, the halachas that are unique to the Shomerim, but not the concepts of Hezek, which come from Pshia, from where? Okay. We can see that this is quite a fundamental issue. All right, we shall allow you some relief. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Chasa. Boy Rava. Boy Rava Ami. Ona'a. Elam, but Bitumekach Yeshlam, or perhaps even Bitumekach Elam. Omar Rav Nachman. Truth is, Omar Rav Chasa. That Rav Ami was Parshit Ona Elam Bitumekach Yeshla. Now the following was said by Rav Yona in terms of Ekdeshot. Rav Yirmiyah said it in terms of Karkaot. Both of them are quoting Rav Yochanan. That Rav Yochanan Amru Ona Elam Bitumekach Yeshla. Now the Mandi Omar Ekdeshot, which was Rav Yona, Kol Shekina Karkaot. The Mandi Omar Karkaot is Dafka, but Ekdeshot. That wouldn't be the case. Now, but you have to make up the difference. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Yatzal Chulin Dvar Torah, Vitzarach Lasot Lo Damim Midivrehem. Rishlogisham Avtzarach Lasot Lo Damim Min HaTorah. Now, Bamayaskinan. Ilema Bichdei Ona'a. How could Rishlogish have claimed that there's a Dioraita of Bichdei Ona'a to make up the difference, Vatnan, Elo Devarim She'en Lehem Ona'a. And Hegdish is part of that. Karkot Avadim Shrod Vegdeshot. So therefore, we've got to be talking about where you've gone beyond the Ona'a. We're talking about Bitomeka. So Baal, Lamer, Rabbi Yochanan, Tzorech, La'asot Lo Damim, Midivrehem. I thought, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, what Rabbi Yochanan says on Hegdeshot, is that Bitomekach Yesh Lehem. So therefore you've got to actually have to go and make it up. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyah said that Karkaot, fine. But according to Rabbi Yona, Tarvayo Mishmed Rabbi Yochan Amri Ona'a Inlan Bitomekach Yesh Lehem. Okay, Leona Bitomekach, and you're right. Epoch to Rabbi Yochan Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochan. So B'maika Miflage B'dishmuel. Because the Amar Shmuel had the Shavu Manishkelo Shavu Pruta Mechulal Mar, whoever it is that says that you only have to make it up in the Rabbana, so eat late the Shmuel Umar, whoever it is, depending on the Rabbi and Rabbi Yonah, Savar let late the Shmuel Iboy Teimer Kuliyama eat late the Shmuel Vachavakam. If the Umar Savar Shechilah Lo means only if it was done B'diavad, but Lechatchilah Lo Umar Savar Afilu Lechatchilah. The Omar my elam ona means enam betorat ona. So afilo pachot bichdei ona would be choser metve. Rebit voda aleg yot vein rebit voda aleg der. So why is that any bigger question than Mishnah itself, where the Mishnah we explain means elam ona elam torat ona. So chinami rebit v'din ona is what it means. Led yod vein rebit v'din ona like this. Nah, kamani yachyanu tani seifa zeh homer bad yod be begdesh. Well, why not? That's going only on rebit. So then lead dinami zeh homer begdesh bad yod ona. Ah, kamani achiyashta. Mishloim zeh homer bad yod be begdesh. Okay, it's a big chiddush. But ela begdesh zeh homer. Obviously, zeh homer. Everything is homer. Rebit dehegdesh echidami. Ilim the osve gizbor meyavesrim. So then at that point, mal gizbor. Kibuchu mal gizbor. Yatsu mal tavlechuli. And now it's hediot and it's awesome. Omer Rebbe Oshai Agum Eskine Gulunchki Beolav Sapek Silatot Mi Arba Vyamdo Mishalosh. Kiritari Mekabel Olav Sapek Silatot Mi Arba Vyamdo Mishalosh Misapek Mi Arba Mishalosh Vyamdo Mi Arba Misapek Mi Arba. Because no matter what the situation is, Yad Egdesh Allah El Yonah. Rav Papa Amar Halka Ba'avne Binyan Amisrot Gizbar Askinon. And it's going a little bit of Shmuel. It says Bodim Bechol, and we don't give Kedusha onto the Avanim, and therefore there's no problem over here of the Me'il of the Gizbar. V'charkach Makdishin. In beim tashlume kefom, you know, in the middle of the cold war, pesha klal shokama sao sama prato kol vidash yomak yuze khoza ve kala kol prato kol de nel kena prat ma prat me vurt over metat of gefom man af kol over metat of gefom man yotsu kar kol chen metat ve tsu avam shuk shel kar kol yotsu shtarot af op shi metat ve gefom man as far as the gedesh are concerned oma kore eu re eu ve lo ektesh lo tashlume arba ve khamisha min that's a consequence of the previous drasha. My time at Tashlumei Arba Aver v'chamisha merach v'nalot Tashlumei Shlosh Aver Arba Av. Shor merchina men nishba mino anemino ton rabba nekitin ishrayehu klal kesev o kelim prat v'gina v'beita ish chazar v'kalal klal pratu klal yata danela kena prat ma prat v'fush davar metalto v'gufo mamon afko davar metalto v'gufo mamon yotsu karkaot shenu metaltolim yotsu avadim shukshala karkaot yotsu shtarot afon shenu metaltolim en gufo mamon hegdeshat abaka reyehu reyehu v'lo shalaitesh nos yizachar yamashalim en anez dan rabbin yiditen yish al reyehu klal kamar shorose prat kol b'imal shpor chaz v'kalal klal pratu klal yata danela kena prat ma prat v'furash davar metaltel v'gufo mamon of called of armament at the from Amon, Yatsuka coach and Matatu, so I've been shook shall a car coach, so she wrote, Alpha Bishop Matatu, and any good for Mamon, Egde Shot, Amakareo, Reuvalo Shalak Age.